begin our exploration of the life of Job by learning a little about his wealth, family, and moral standing in his community. Job was described by God as blameless. Can you imagine God talking about you that way? His uprightness was not just an outward act, but he was also pure in heart, and he loathed evil. He was a benevolent man. He did not live for himself. He used his wealth to bless others, assist the poor, and he was known to intervene and act on behalf of the oppressed. He even made provisions for his children's moral safety and offered sacrifices for them regularly, indicating his deep concern for their spiritual well-being. His life was marked by piety, integrity, and beneficence, which made his calamities puzzling and seemingly inexplicable to his friends and to others who knew him. An important takeaway from his life, before his trials, is this. True wealth isn't measured by possessions, but by the integrity of one's heart. Part 1. Trials and Suffering. We've shared the background. The story really gets going with a scene, in heaven, in which Satan challenges Job's faithfulness, suggesting that the man from the east is only righteous, because he has been blessed abundantly. God allows Satan to test Job's faith by taking away his possessions, health, and children. Despite these horrific losses, Job does not curse God, but expresses his grief and confusion. Reflection. We may not experience trials as severe as Job's, but we all face suffering in various forms. It is natural to feel grief, sadness, or confusion during these times. The key is to bring these emotions to God in honest prayer, just as Job did. A lesson for us. Our faith is tested, not when things are easy, but during times of unexpected challenges. Part 2. Curse God and Die. Job's wife's counsel to him, in the midst of his suffering, is a crucial moment in the story of the main character. In chapter 2, she says to him, "Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die." Job's wife had also experienced significant loss. She had lost her children, her possessions, her own standing in the community, and now had to see her husband suffer immensely. Her words reveal the deep pain and despair that she was feeling, reminding us that suffering can drive even the strongest people to their breaking point. In moments of intense suffering, despair can lead us to say or think things that we normally wouldn't. Job's wife's words reflect a moment of utter hopelessness. It's a reminder that during times of suffering, we can be tempted to give up on faith, on hope, and even on life itself. Job's response to his wife is this, "You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God, and shall we not receive evil?" This shows his steadfast faith in God, even in the darkest times. It's a powerful testament to the importance of holding on to faith and trust in God's sovereignty, even when circumstances are dire and God's purposes are not immediately clear. Words can build up or tear down, especially in times of suffering. Job's wife's words were discouraging, but Job responded with words of faith. This emphasizes the importance of speaking words of hope, faith, and encouragement, both to ourselves and to others, during difficult times. While it's easy to criticize Job's wife for her statement, it's essential to remember that she was suffering too. Instead of judging her, her story offers us an opportunity to develop empathy and compassion for those who are struggling and who may not respond as we think they should. Part 3. Responses of Job's friends. Job's friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, hear of his misfortunes and come to comfort him. They initially sit in silence, empathizing with Job's pain. However, as Job laments his situation, his friends begin to offer their perspectives on why he is suffering. Eliphaz suggests that Job's suffering is a consequence of sin, advising him to seek God's forgiveness. Bildad implies that Job's children may have sinned, causing their deaths. Zophar harshly declares that Job must have done something wrong to deserve such punishment. While these friends seem to have good intentions, their responses are misguided and hurtful. They assume that suffering is always a direct result of sin, overlooking the complexities of life and the mysteries of God's ways. Reflection. When comforting others, it's important to listen empathetically without making assumptions or offering easy answers. Sometimes, our presence and understanding can provide more comfort than words. A lesson for us. While counsel is valuable, it's essential to discern the truth amid conflicting voices. Some important takeaways. 1. Choose compassion. Approach the suffering of others with compassion and a listening ear. 2. Be humble. Recognize the limitations of our understanding and resist the urge to judge others without truly understanding their situation. 3. Trust. Trust in God's wisdom and justice, even when we don't have all the answers. Part 4. Job's persistence. Despite his friends' accusations, Job maintains his integrity. He insists that he has not sinned in a way that would warrant such suffering. He expresses his frustration and confusion, but doesn't reject God. Instead, he seeks to understand God's perspective. Job's story teaches us that it's okay to ask questions and wrestle with our faith during tough times. What's crucial is that we continue to engage with God in the process. Reflection. If you are going through a trial, don't be afraid to bring your questions and struggles to God. He can handle your doubts, and he values your honest relationship with him. Part 5. The wisdom of silence. Job's friend started strong by sitting silently with him for 7 days. Sometimes, silence can be a profound gift to those suffering. Where Job's friends failed him was in the breaking of that silence with harmful assumptions and advice. Reflection. When you don't know what to say to a suffering friend, it's okay to say nothing. Your presence alone speaks volumes. Part 6. Trusting God in the unknown. Job's story reminds us that we won't always have answers for the suffering we or others experience. God's ways are higher than our ways, and his wisdom is beyond our understanding. Job teaches us to trust in God's character, even when we don't understand his actions. We can believe in his goodness, justice, and love, even in the midst of trials. Reflection. Are you willing to trust God, even when you don't have all the answers? Faith is about believing in God's goodness, even when life doesn't make sense. Part 7. Foreshadowing. The story of Job can be seen as a foreshadowing of the story of Jesus in several ways. As we are focused on Jesus in every book of the Bible, let us linger here for a moment. Just as Job suffered without deserving it, Jesus, the innocent and sinless Son of God, also suffered on the cross for our sins. Jesus' sacrificial suffering brings redemption and restoration. Job's faith was tested through his suffering, and he ultimately maintained his integrity and trust in God. Similarly, Jesus demonstrated perfect faith and obedience to the Father, even unto death on the cross. The story of Job teaches us about the sovereignty and wisdom of God in allowing and using suffering for his purposes. The story of Jesus shows us the ultimate expression of God's sovereignty in using the suffering of Christ for the salvation of humanity. The suffering servant. Faith in suffering. The sovereignty of God. These are only some of the places where we find Jesus in the book of Job. More to come on that. Father, we thank you for the story of Job and the lessons we can learn from it. Help us to be true friends who listen and support others in their suffering. Give us the strength to bring our questions and struggles to you, trusting in your goodness and wisdom. Application. This week, reach out to a friend who is going through a difficult time. Offer your presence and support without trying to provide all the answers. Remember the lessons from Job and trust in God's goodness and wisdom in every situation. Our story about Job continues next time.